Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Scientists at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say a new, more transmissible variant of the coronavirus could become the dominant strain in the U.S. by March. From member station WABE, Sam Whitehead reports.
In a new report, CDC researchers say, as of this week, about 76 infections from the variant, known as B117, have been detected in 10 states. They say it's not completely clear how much of the variant is actually out there, though their models estimate it's responsible for less than half of 1% of all U.S. COVID-19 cases. Researchers say those models also show the variant could spread rapidly in the coming months, potentially becoming the dominant strain in the U.S. by March. That, researchers warn, could put further strain on struggling healthcare infrastructure and result in more COVID-19 deaths. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined his plans Friday to speed up vaccinations in the U.S. by increasing supplies and setting up community vaccination centers across the country. He says he wants to provide 100 million shots in 100 days. In the meantime, Biden says people should continue to wear face masks.
I know it's become a partisan issue, but what a stupid, stupid thing for it to happen. This is a patriotic act. We're asking you. We're in a war with this virus. And experts saying have shown that wearing a mask from now until April will save as many as 50,000 lives.
Biden warned that things will get worse before they get better. Civil rights officials at the Department of Health and Human Services have issued a series of actions to protect people with disabilities from health care rationing and other discrimination by medical providers. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
The proposal would be a significant expansion of disability civil rights law. But the outgoing Trump officials have run out of time to write a formal rule. They've outlined one in hopes that the Biden administration will pick it up. The president-elect's campaign platform included similar ideas. The Trump administration's Office for Civil Rights at HHS would explicitly ban a wide range of disability discrimination in medical settings, from denying organ transplants to holding back scarce care like drug treatments or ventilators. And that's been an issue during the coronavirus pandemic. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
The federal government is about to carry out its 13th execution since July. Dustin Higgs was convicted of planning the kidnapping and murders of three women in 1996. This is NPR News. The National Park Service says it's shut down the National Mall and other landmarks until after the inauguration of Joe Biden as president on Wednesday. Security is always tight on Inauguration Day, but it's increased this year after the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week by Trump supporters. Law enforcement officials also warn of threats by armed groups in all 50 states. Ugandan military forces have surrounded the home of the country's opposition leader. NPR's Eder Peralta reports this comes after Bobi Wine rejected the results of the presidential election.
Official results released by the Electoral Commission show that President Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power for 35 years, is winning by a landslide. But just hours after opposition leader Bobi Wine rejected the results, troops surrounded his house and breached a fence at his property. He said this is the reason why he sent his children to the United States before the elections.
I could not, as a father, let the humiliation of them harassing me before my little daughter, before my children. It's disturbing, man.
As we spoke, men with guns peered from behind bushes. Wine fears the government is sending security forces to hurt him. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Kampala.
A search continues on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island for people trapped in rubble after Friday's 6.2 magnitude earthquake. At least 45 people were killed and hundreds were injured. The quake also set off landslides and brought down power and phone lines. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.